Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
I was speaking on mute there, could you believe? Good day, good day, good day. And welcome to the one and only Luna Lounge show with myself, Israel Adjozie. Is it me or my camera looks a little bit wonky? Let's fix that up. Yeah, we go. We want a straight show, don't we? Of course we do. And how about I raise up the chair? Maybe I need to raise up the chair a little bit. Yeah. How about that? Yeah. Now I'm fully in the picture. Welcome to the Luna Lounge, people. Welcome to the show. I am live. I'm back on Facebook. Just about. New account. Yeah. It's the one and only show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your Magic Mind if you're feeling mentally fatigued, emotionally, mentally, physically. You need that energy like I got, man. Yeah, go get your Magic Mind. Comes in little capsules. And courtesy of the Luna Lounge, you get 20% off all the details, plus a 20% discount is available for you if you look in the information sector. I don't care where you're listening. By the way, this show is available on all the podcast platforms, right? From Amazon to Spotify to Apple. Yes, go get the Luna Lounge podcast, download it, share it. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to keep on, you know, the show is growing nice and slowly, nice and gradually. It's going to be exploding though. I guarantee you, I'm about to be famous. I'm going to be famous. hopefully for the appropriate reasons, right? Welcome to the Luna Lounge show. Later on in the show, competition time, I will be announcing the winner if we have got one. you know how it is. And you know me, tarot card of the week, that will be coming up later on. Also, announcements. People, you need to be signing up to the astrology course. I told you, tomorrow's the 29th, cutoff date, price is going up. So, shout out to those of you who have signed up. A few of you signed up. I'll be seeing you lot in class. Yeah, come along. I was even going to put out there that first class is free. You can jump in on a free one, on a freebie. How about that? I'll talk more about that later if anybody is interested. Like I said, I'm live on Instagram. I'm live on YouTube, live on Facebook. If anybody's listening to this on Facebook, it's a new account. I've had to open up a new account, but it's still acting funny. Anyway, I've got my social media management to get on the case. So hopefully it is what it is. Shout out to Angela. Shout out to Jacqueline Witter. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Luna Lounge show. Want to shout out to Asu. I never know how to pronounce. Can I pronounce your name? Just Asu. Asu Dogan. Shout out to Africa. What's that? Africa's Sisgest. Am I pronouncing that right? I'm going to just say Africa. Okay. Shout out to Locked In. Shout out to Mason all the way from New York. New York, from over the pond. I don't know why we say that over the course of the year. And I suppose we're trying to make the relationship more closer, right? It is what it is. So, yeah, keep any of your comments coming. If you're tuning in, logging in, listening to this show for the first time, this is a show which aims to inform, enlighten, educate, with a bit of humor, of course, about the cosmos, the world of astrology, cosmology, mythology, psychology, spirituality, and more. All the E's. Yeah, biology, why not? Throw it in there. Everything's all welcome. Well, it's an open show here, man. But it's a show which is here to encourage knowledge. It's more astrological centered, it's astrological orientated, and it's all about looking about how the planets have their effect on us as human beings down here on Earth, how we can better all of that. So yeah, it is what it is. Asu, are you saying Asu or Isu? Which one? Let me know. Is it pronounced according to the spelling? Asu? I should know better. It's not like I don't know who you are. But for the public, you know. So yeah. What else? What is the weather like where you are? It was dull this morning, but it's looking quite sunny. I'm going to pop out this evening. I really don't want to pop out this evening. I want to be staying in my yard. It is what it is. What is the news? What has been happening where you are? Is there any... What is the news? What has been happening? Anything exciting lately? Apart from prices going up? You know, rent, mortgage going up, cost of living going up, people shouting austerity and people finding themselves in, what is helping it? What else is happening? I'm just looking at here. Thousands get payouts over forced prepayment meter fitting. Oh God. Does that include me? Do I get one? Zelensky warns Russian troops gathering in Sumy as he visits Merz in Berlin. Okay. What else is going on here? No, there doesn't seem to be anything. It's the usual suspects, man. War still going on, of course. We don't see no solution to that. Craziness. But anyway, keep your comments coming. And let's see what is coming up for us. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. We can look to see what the month of June has in store. That's what we're going to be looking at, the month of June. Yeah, what's going on with that, you know? But keep any comments coming. All is welcome. What's happening here? I'm just fiddling around with my bits and bobs. Don't mind me. I'm just trying to. Oh, no, no, don't. No, no. Don't do that. So shout outs to you lot, people here who have joined me here on the Instagram. I'm seeing people here. She says. I, Sue. I'm teasing you, man. Don't mind me. I'm just in one of those moments. Few of my people are on holiday. They've been letting me know how they've been on holiday. Like, it's all about the holiday. Yeah, some people are, you know, lucky for some, eh? Yeah. Anywho, keep us updated. Let's see what is happening. Keep us informed of what the weather is like where you are. And I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Oh, look who's here. shout out to Yvette. Welcome to the show. She says, hi, everyone. Can't stay long. Can't stay long. Taking in the last of the... Oh, Portuguese sun. Okay. Sun, she spelled S-O-N instead of S-U-N. It's the same thing anyway, for those of you who know. So it is what it is. My lighting here is a little bit off. Not too happy with that. Bear with me a moment. Just want to sort out my lighting. I think what it is that I need to close this. That may brighten things up. Or will it? Maybe not. Maybe it's the same. But I don't know. I think I'm getting a bit of lighting from over here, which is kind of blocking out. It's all about lighting. I ain't got any one of these fancy... is that better? Maybe. That could be better. I haven't got one of these, fancy crews, you know, with glamorous assistants. Something will be happening, though. I'm going to be big, man. Going to be on the BBC. Going to be on the BBC and everywhere else. Shout out to Pretty. How are you doing? Hope you are well. How's the family? How's your husband? I know how your children are doing. it's great to hear from you. How's Uncle Yatin? How's he doing? I don't know whether to call him. Should I call him Uncle? Like a father, in a sense to me. I don't know. Uncle's good. Uncle Yatin. Sending my love. Hope all is well. So what else do I want to talk about? Well, I'm going to be bringing up the chart for the moment. We're going to be looking, we're at the end of the month. I can't believe it's the end of May. This month has gone so quickly. It really has. It's gone so quickly. But it is what it is. Time is flying when you're busy. I know they say time is flying when you're having fun. All work and no play and no fun, you know, makes Jack a dull boy. I need a bit of fun soon. If there's any recommendations, please let me know. I'll be gladly, so it is what it is. let's go to the chart of the moment, right? Let me just check if there's any messages coming through. Like I said, I'm live on, let me just double check something here. Yeah, I'm live on Instagram. I'm live on, what's going on here? Okay. You see all this technology stuff. What's going on here? What's happened to my live? Am I still live there on Instagram? Can you still see me? I think you can. You should be able to. Okay, maybe it is what it is. It seems like it's let me go back to what is. Anyhow, let's share the screen. Shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. And let's bring up the chart for the moment. Well, we had a new moon yesterday, did we not? Yes, we surely did. New moon in Gemini. Brrr, we're going at 1,000,000 miles per hour. Time for some action, huh? New moon, new start, new lunar month. Very auspicious time. Look at that. I mean, we've got moon conjunct Jupiter while I am doing my show. Well, my show is special, you know. Comes under a very auspicious time. People, make a wish while you're listening to the Lunar Lounge. Because currently, as I'm speaking, right through this show, moon is conjunct Jupiter. Coolio, we'll take it. And the moon is free from combustion. She's moved along. So that's quite cool. We'll take that. Mercury's in Gemini. So yeah, what we knew all about that, right? So I think this new moon is quite a good one. It favors anything to do with travel, anything to do with trade, anything to do with literacy and information, anything to do with communication, anything to do with gnosis and knowledge, anything to do with networking, anything to do with learning, taking an exam, perhaps. Mental stimulation, it's really good. That is what that new moon in Gemini was all about. You know, what are you learning? What are you learning that's new in your life? You know, these are the questions that you need to be asking. What is it that is new? What is happening in your life now that's like, you know, what are the new seeds that you're planting? Yeah, about, you know. It should be under this umbrella. You lot should be signing up to my courses. Like I said, tomorrow will be the last day. 29th, it's been pushed long enough. The prices are going to go up. Please go take now. You get lifetime access. And I've noticed a few of you, lastminute.com, you know, emailing me, texting me, oh, I want to sign up. Where do I sign? I'll send you the link. It's not hard to find. It's all over social media. For those of you who signed up, who's in my subscription, it's there. Everything's there. Everything is there. What's happening here? I'm trying to get a drink of water here. Do you like my nice glass bottle with my crystal inside? Yeah, just charged up my crystal, getting some new moon energy. You know what's in this water? It's not just water. Information. New moon. Be charged. You see that crystal has been charged. Yeah. The elixir of life. Make no mistake about it. Anywho. Let's continue. New moon. We had a new moon in Gemini yesterday. Really cool. So it's a new start. So now the moon is waxing. It's building. It's taking our intentions, taking our mantras, taking our affirmations, taking our visions, and it's increasing it, right? And we should get some kind of, with the full moon in Sagittarius in 2 weeks' time. However, this new moon, what we plant now, we're going to be seeing in 6 months' time to 9 months' time really start manifesting in our life. So whatever you're initiating and planting now, you're going to reap the fruits of that fully, completely, in 18 months' time from now. So watch out. Coolio. Now, Where are we? What is happening here? So we got the new moon. We got, you know, well, with the moon there, I mean, she's going to be moving into Cancer today. But we got quite a bit of, you know, Gemini energy, you know. Mercury in Gemini, Sun in Gemini, Jupiter in Gemini for the meantime. But let's have a look at what the next days and going into the month of June is all about. So is there anything particular? Saturn's moved into Aries, right? Those of you who, of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? How are you feeling? Are you feeling the weight yet? Are you feeling the heaviness of Saturn? Let me know. Keep your questions coming. Asus letting me know, traveling for most of next month. So am I. I might have a job opportunity overseas. I like it. Take me along. But I've also lost £800. So yeah, just counting blessings. Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. £800 not a small amount of money, though, is it? But yeah, no, good luck in your travels and travel far and wide. Experience, encounter, have fun. It's all about growth. That's what life is about. Life is about ups and downs. You've got to take the ups and downs, you know? It's but yeah, I hear it. Sorry about your loss of the money, but you know, trust me, the universe will give it back to you in another way. When one door shuts, another one opens. It's the law of nature. Let's get back to the chart. What's happening here? Well, not much over the next couple of days. Moon will move into Cancer, but well, she's going to move into Cancer today, isn't she? But she'll be there tomorrow. Are there any? We've still got the Venus Mars. The Venus trine Mars, it's still going ahead. Make no mistake about it. It's still going ahead. We've still got some passions and love out there, people. Hey, let's make it happen. Okay. And what else have we got? Everyone seems to be just doing their thing. Any major... well, we're going to have Mercury. Well, will that happen tomorrow? We might have Mercury. Let's have a look. 31. We'll see. Yeah, so we're going to have Mercury. Mercury is going to be Cassini, the sun, tomorrow, the 29th, and perhaps maybe the 30th as well. So we're going to be getting a Cassini when it's going to be in the heart of the sun. Very auspicious times. Very auspicious, especially for anything to do with travel, literacy, contract signing, trading, money, all of those kind of things. So that's good. Let's take that one. You definitely want to be taking that one. But that's all for the course of the next 2 days. That's the 30th. Is there anything happening on the 30th? The trine between Venus and Mars is waning more. But what can you do? It's waning, so it's loosening up. So hopefully you've got your all relationships all gathered. And then what? 31st? Any major aspects? No, not really. Not really. Then we got the 1st of June. So here is the chart for the 1st of June, for the beginning of June. How are we starting off the month of June? What is June looking like? Well, we know we're going to have a very big planetary shift in June, right? We're going to get the burst. We're going to get the bubble, right? We're going to be getting Jupiter square Saturn, but we're also going to be getting Jupiter moving into the sign of Cancer, where he's going to be exalted. Well, we shall look at that. So what is happening? 1st of June. Are there any major transits to kick us off? No. We've still got a trine of Venus Mars, but it's quite weak. Yeah, it's 4 degrees off. Okay. However, on the 1st of June, one great thing, which I think is a very good sign for what the month of June is going to be holding. We're going to have the moon in Leo for majority or for most of that day. I think later on the 1st of June, she will move into the sign of Virgo. But for most of that day, she will be in the sign of Leo. So she's going to be making a trine. She will conjunct Mars, but she will be making a trine to Venus. Now, I think that's very good, and that's quite auspicious, all right? It could favor relationships, love, harmony, social life, finances, creativity. It can, you know, produce quite some good. So we're going to have the moon trine Venus on the 1st of June. I think that's very nice. I do like that. What else is happening with the other planets? However, it looks like Venus on the 1st of June also as well, another aspect which we have, we're going to have Venus sextiling Jupiter. Venus sextile Jupiter. Now that's good, right? That's good. That's going to be something very playful. Great opportunity to expand. Great time for indulgence, great time for a party. I think June's going to be a really party month. Yeah. Great for making some money. Indulgence can be great for relationships. Venus sextile Jupiter. Jupiter, the planet of expansion, is looking to expand. So that's really going to be good. So that's something to be sure to watch out for. Venus sextile Jupiter. So watch out for that. That's kicking us off, right, for the month. This is on the 1st of June here. But let's keep it going. On the 2nd of June, the sextile with Venus and Jupiter gets stronger. Gets stronger. Right? So this aspect I'm keeping an eye out on. 2nd of June, which is going to be a Monday. Again, we're getting... So growth. A time to establish our values, to grow our values, right? What is it that we value? A time to expand on our... why am I dipping? A time to expand on our... I've got sidetracked there. A time to expand on our relationships, on our values, on our money. Yeah? A time to indulge in the senses. A time to enjoy or attract the finer things in life. You know, a Jupiter-Venus or Venus-Jupiter are good combination for attracting pleasant things, pleasant people, pleasant experiences. So that's going to be on the 1st, 2nd of June, it gets stronger. 3rd of June, it gets even more stronger. What else is going to be happening? The trine with Venus and Mars is really weak. So we're still having a Venus trine Mars, but it's going to be very weak as it's waning. 4th of Mars. Why did I say 4th of Mars? What's wrong with me? 4th of June. I'm 4th of Mars. I'm mixing my dates and my planets up. 4th of Mars. Yeah, right. Would have been good if it's 4th of March, but it's not. Okay, 4th of June. On the 4th of June, we've got an exact Venus sextile Jupiter. This is really good for attracting the nice things. It's not going to be there for long. So, Asu was just letting me know there. Yeah, it's a long story. Asu's saying it better give back. Yeah, the universe does give back. Just got to be humble. Is it me or something's telling me that there's a problem here. Am I not on the Instagram anymore? I think I've been cut off. No way. What happened there? Oh, no, I'm not. I'm on. Well, I thought I was cut off there for a moment. Hi all. I thought I was cut off. No, I'm here, right? I am here. Yeah, somebody's clarifying that I'm here. I think I'm back. I think I see myself back there. Yeah, back to the chart. So Venus, Jupiter, really kicking us off here at the beginning of June. I think this is really good. So on the 4th, which will be next week on my show, I'm going to be having an exact, or we're going to be having an exact Venus sextile Jupiter. What a great time. Come with the champagne. Come with the bubbly. So, yeah. Do you know what as well? I'll talk about that later. So this is really a good day. 4th of June looks good. Okay, then what? On the 5th of June, we still have the sextile with Venus and Jupiter, right? Really good. So let's welcome that. As that starts to happen, the planet Mars is starting to make a square to Uranus. Now, that can be a little bit explosive, unpredictable anger or violence, you know, aggression at its most. So do watch out for that. That's starting to build up from the 5th of June. However, wonderful. I'm really loving the sextile with Venus and Jupiter. So that's on the 5th. And then on the 6th of June, the planet Venus enters Taurus. She enters her own sign. Venus is coming back home to the sign of stability, resilience, firmness. This is really going to be good. I like this one. So Venus moves into the sign of Taurus. As she moves into the sign of Taurus, though, she's going to be met with a square to Pluto. Mr. Pluto. Now, we know what Venus Pluto is all about, don't we? Of course we do. This is all about our, you know, power in love. The intensity around our, you know, that's what that's all to do with. It looks quite good. It's going to be a little bit tough, of course, but nevertheless, what this square is going to be about. So Venus moves into Taurus on the 6th of June. As she moves in, she's starting to square Pluto. This is really going to be about deep love. Venus Pluto is about deep love. It's about our power in love. It's about our power base, finding our power in the, whether we could call it finding power in our love, finding love in our power, either way. But there's definitely, it's a time where relationships can be or can encounter intensities. But Pluto being the planet of change and transformation, stripping away that which is old. So Venus coming into contact with Pluto, it's going to be a time where we need to change, transform, strip away at anything to do with our relationship life that is no longer needed. If you are single, this is actually a moment where you want to change things. You want to let go of any kind of old baggage, emotions or feelings, you know, you want to let go of it. You want to be stripped in order so that you can move forward. That's what Venus Pluto is all about. Also about transformation in and around our finances, how we acquire finances, spend finances, looking at ways to transform our talents. That is what that Venus Pluto essentially is about. It's a real power base. It's power stuff. Yeah, it's a square as well. So it's reconciliation in regards to our values, right? There's something that needs to be resolved on a collective level. For those of you who have Venus, Pluto aspects in your chart, you will feel this. So that starts on the 6th of June. 7th of June, the square with Venus and Pluto gets more intense. Yeah. And the square with Mars and Uranus is also beginning to build. 8th of June, we have near enough an exact square with Venus and Pluto. So the intensity again grows. Venus, Pluto, transformation of relationships, money, values, continues. And then what? Yeah, what else do we have? So we, so there's that. And then, then on the 9th of June, Venus squares Pluto exact. So the Venus Pluto, which starts from the 6th, from the moment she moves into Taurus, will really become exact on the 9th of June. Now, pay attention, people, because there's quite a few things that's happening on the 9th of June. I think the 9th of June is, I don't want to say auspicious, but there's a lot of energy that's going around. My left palm is itching me. Is one of you guys sending me money? When the left palm itches, means something is coming in. I shall receive it. The universe, pay me in abundance. Wealth, fulfillment, happiness, love, joy. I shall receive it. All coming through. Yes. Keep itching. and my hands are not dirty. I've just had a shower. So it's not that. However, let's get back to the chart. 9th of June. The 9th of June is quite good. Now, on the 9th of June, Mercury is moving into Cancer. And guess who else is moving into Cancer? Yep. Mr. Jupiter. He is going to be exalted in the sign of Cancer. And he also moves in on the 9th of June as well. So, on the 9th of June, Venus will make an exact square to Pluto. Mercury and Jupiter go into Cancer on the 9th of June. So, coolio, we like that one. We shall take that. And then what happens? On the 11th, so 10th of June, they'll be in Cancer. Then what happens is, by the way, the square between Mars and Uranus, that tension is building. So there's a little bit of tension there. You know, Mars is getting into a particular place where, like, yeah, things are boiling. It's coming into that territory. My left hand's really itching. Money, send it. I shall receive it. Definitely. Let's get this show on the road. It's well deserved. So the square with Mars and Uranus is building up. Mercury makes a sextile to Venus. Also another. This is really good for social life, for friends connecting, can be good for communication, can be good for travel. Mercury, Venus. Yeah, a lot of diplomatic talk. Great for learning new things during this particular time. I'm talking about the 11th of June. 11th of June, that's going to be... I should be doing a show on that day, but I might be traveling on that day. If I don't travel on that day, I'm definitely traveling the day after. On the 11th of June. On the 11th of June, we have a full moon. we have a full moon in the sign of Sagittarius. Things coming to fruition. So we've got a full moon in a zodiac sign that likes to be free. Very expansive. It's a very volatile zodiac sign. Yeah? So it is what it is. I like it. Looks quite good. And this brings us up to the 11th of June. So 11th of June, June seems to be really kicking us off here, starting us off on some positive notes. I like it. So 11th of June, we've got a full moon. And we've also got a sextile with Mercury and Venus. Mind you, let me go back a bit. On the 9th of June, Mercury and Jupiter go into Cancer. As they go into Cancer, they're going to make a square to Saturn and Neptune. So, 9th of June, we could witness, it's very likely, we could witness some troubles with communication and maybe delays with travel. So do watch out for that. But the one that really gets me is the Jupiter-Saturn. So this is going to be the Jupiter-Saturn. Now, Jupiter-Saturn are going to square each other, right? They squared each other earlier on this year when, obviously Jupiter so it's not the first square. But this is the, we have Jupiter in Gemini and we have Saturn in Pisces. So they squared, I think, late last year, they had a square. Now they're squaring again. So what is it that we may get? Well, the last time they were conjunct, right? So the planetary cycles, the Jupiter-Saturn cycle, which happened in 2020 when we had the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius. This is part of that. So what is going to happen? I'm not suggesting that COVID's going to come back by any means, although sometimes, no disrespect, I would like it to come back. Yeah, you heard me right. Sometimes. I think we still need a lockdown. There's still some crazy people running around. However, what we may find is we're getting some kind of echo of what happened during the time of the COVID revisiting us. We may get things to do with maybe what the government were doing or things getting released in and around COVID matters. But also as well, we've got Jupiter, but Jupiter's exalted this time and Saturn's in his fall. Right? So we're going to have a Jupiter square Saturn, right? That square is going to be perfected on the 14th of June, right? We're going to have mid-June, we're going to have a square of Jupiter and Saturn. Expansion meets contraction. That's what we're finding here. Now, here is where we're going to get a burst here. We're going to get a bubble burst here. This could also affect the market. No, sorry, let me rephrase that. It is going to affect the markets. Are any of you guys selling houses? Right? Watch. Oh, during the course of June, watch how the property, June, July, all the... Watch how the property is going to... There's going to be a burst. There's going to be an economic burst. I betcha, betcha, betcha. Shout out to Faye. Afternoon all from sunny Portugal. Oh, somebody's having a good one. She typed it four times. Afternoon all from beautiful sunny Portugal. That's how sunny it is. but yeah, so shout outs to Faye. Thank you for What's happened to my Instagram? Something's funny happened here with my Instagram, man. What's going on? I'm just trying to, let me see. What's, no. Okay. No, stop that. Oh, so my live is there. How do I turn that sound off, though? Why did you come up? Okay, all right. So I'm gonna just. Yeah. All right, fine. Okay, at least I know that I'm live. You're hearing me live because I just saw it that I am live. Excuse me if you got any feedback that you might have got some feedback that came in. That came through there, so apologies for that. So again, back to the chart with Jupiter squaring Saturn. So we're having that pretty much all the way through from mid-June, and that will be there. I mean, it will start to separate well in that June, actually, because let's just say for June, mid-June till late June, we're probably going to have it, because Jupiter's moving pretty quick, isn't he? Let's face it. So I'm just going to finish off there with that Jupiter square. So that's going to be, we can expect that on the 14th, 15th of June. We can expect, when is it going to be exact? Yeah, it's going to be exact on the 15th. 15th, 16th. 15th. 15th. 15th is when it's going to be. So on the 15th of June, we're going to have an exact square of Jupiter and Saturn. And this is going to be the beginning of a catalyst of a big financial burst. Because something's trying to expand and something's trying to limit. So something's got to give. Something's going to, either it's going to crash. We're going to have one of the extremes here. Either something crashes or something bursts. Right? That's what it's going to be. But I'm saying something is going to burst. Something is going to, because Jupiter's in a stronger position. Normally Saturn would, but Jupiter's stronger. So we're going to get a burst here. So that's why it's going to be good for certain economies, right? Jupiter in Cancer. So watch out for that. And we're going to have the exact square on the 15th of June. Yep. You better believe it. Now also, and this is one I'm going to finish up on the 14th of June, on the 14th, well, we could say 14th, 15th, looks like it's the 15th, 14th and 15th, we're going to have the exact square between Mars and Uranus. Mars and Uranus square. So again, that's quite interesting because in a way it's kind of tying up in, so we've got a square between Jupiter and Saturn, two heavy, big players in astrology, and we've got two potent and powerful planets with Mars and Uranus also perfecting their square as well. And squares in astrology are about, you know, they create tensions, right? They create conflict. So watch these dates, middle of June, right? Mid-June, 14th, 15th, 16th, round thereabouts. Those are critical and crucial days within June that we need to keep an eye out on in terms of what's going on in the world, economic, on a mundane level. Yeah, we want to be watching out for that. So, coolio. And I believe I'm going to leave it there because I'm going to be back next week telling you more about how the month of June is. But now you know. But we do have a nice start, I must say. We do have a nice start. And with the whole Venus moving into Taurus thing, yeah, we do have a nice start. Although when she moves in, okay, she's been, you know, she's picking up the images of Pluto, but we don't mind a little bit of intensity with Venus, right? So that's how that essentially manifests. And that is the update. That is the news, cosmic news, for today. So, coolio. Let's get back to stop sharing. Okay. What do I want to talk about? I believe it's that time of the week, competition time. And, you know, with competition time, if you're listening for the first time, there's a little prize, a little £30 prize. I ask a question. Basically, I ask a question. And it's the first person who inboxes me the following Wednesday. So I'm going to ask a question again. I'm going to reveal a winner. Do we have a winner? I'm going to reveal a winner. And it's the first person who inboxes me the following Saturday. Wednesday. What is wrong with me today? I'm getting my words mixed up. The following Wednesday at midnight UK time. So, yeah, make sure you adjust your times for those of you who may be outside of the UK. So first person who inboxes me, midnight UK time. And if you get the, you know, first correct answer, wins £30.
A little chit chat there. I thought it was for me. People are chatting away in the chat comments. It's got nothing at all to do with me whatsoever.
Hold on a minute. What is going on here? Because I'm missing. Let me see. I can't see any questions or comments that are coming up in the oh dear. What's going on? Let me see if I can try the I can't. Shout out to you, Donna. Greetings. No, you're probably picking up a little bit of background feedback there. Yeah, when I try to log in. Okay, I'm going to leave it. It is what it is. But keep your comments coming. But I can't see many of the comments that some of you may be making on the Instagram. Shout out to those of you who, I've got my Facebook. I've got a Facebook, but it's still acting up. But I'm somewhat back on Facebook, somewhat. You know, it's a shame that Facebook and Instagram, I'm happy to just deal with my Instagram, but, you know, let's see what Facebook can do. Anywho, as I was saying, competition time. I ask a question. First person who inboxes me the following week on a Wednesday at midnight UK time with a correct answer, gets £30. Last week, I asked the question, what house rules fugitives? And let's go and have a look. Now, it's quite interesting. This is interesting. Amy! You were first in. Unfortunately, you weren't correct. Hi, Israel. In order for someone to be considered a fugitive, they have to flee relatively longer distance. That makes me think fugitives are ruled by the ninth house. Incorrect. No. You've got to, you know what I mean? Who's next in line? Jacqueline Witter. Good morning, Israel. Hope all is well with you. The answer to the question is the seventh house. Correcto mundo, which means we have a winner. First person who came in with the correct answer is Jacqueline Witter. Shout outs to you. Congratulations to you. You are the owner. Then Banji. Now, Banji or Joe really went to town with this one. He did get the answer correct. It is the seventh house.
hear him. Came across someone called John Gabry. These are giants in astrology he's talking about. They're not, John Gabry's like, you know, 16th, 17th century astrologers he's talking about here. So this man's digging in. This man's digging into some history. See, I'm asking you that questions. All of a sudden, you are now digging in, all because of money. You see? See how money's a good driver. Astrology that you should be doing. This is why you got learn the thing, man. But you did get it correct. Yeah, John Gabry. Salute to John Gabry, man. Those are big astrologers. Those are big, especially in the UK. Listen, John Gabry is like, his book is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Classic astrology. Medieval, but classic stuff. So shout out to John Gabry. But yeah, he said he found in the doctrine of horror questions, he even quoted the chapter and the part for me. The moon and Mercury are naturally, yeah, that's true. The seventh house rules thing. So that was it. Christian, yeah, you were correct also as well, just that you were just late, that's all. Late with your answer. You all came in a 00. Karen Bergman, how you doing? an accomplice of Amy. Good afternoon, Israel. The house that rules fugitives is the 12th. You know, I can understand where that, you know, because it's got the secrecy and stuff like that. It's got a hidden element. I get ya. She goes on to say, Saturn rejoices here in conflict with Venus. Lack of denial of those having enough. Yeah, but what's that got to do with fugitives? That's my guess. It's a guess, as she goes on to say. Incorrect. If I'm wrong, I'm guessing what Amy guessed. Well, guess she was wrong as well with the ninth house. And plus, you came in late. Got about an hour and 8 minutes late. What's going on here? Got your time zones wrong. Karen, listen. The winner is Jacqueline Witter. Send your details and whether it's by bank transfer or PayPal, we shall have £30 sent over to you. No problem. It is what it is. So cool. This week's question. Are you all ready? Okay. So if you're listening or tuning in for the first time, I ask a question. And it's the first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday at midnight UK time. Okay. Next week, Wednesday, midnight UK time. First answer that comes in, you're on £30. Okay. This week's question. Are you paying attention? What planet rules toys? What planet rules toys? These questions I'm asking, you're not going to get them on. Don't bother trying, because you're just going to get misled, man. You don't try on Google or try on ChatGPT. You got to know your astrology for this. What planet rules toys? Toys. What planet rules toys? Shout out to Hanin. Long time. Great to hear from you. Hello, glad to be here. It's been a long time since I've made it. Yes, Anine, where have you been? So that's for next week. So the first person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, midnight, UK time. So make sure you adjust your clocks or set the timers or, you know, program your email to go out at midnight, which I'm sure many of you are, because a lot of these answers are coming in 000, but there's only one winner. It's who's comes in first. That's why I was asking that question. Can emails push another email? Could signal, because it's all signals, right? And could two signals be going and then one, you know, maybe based on the power of the internet? I don't know. I think it's possible. It's logical. Anywho, the question for next week is, what planet rules toys? What planet rules toys? First person who inboxes me next week. will be the owner of £30. So it is what it is. Shout out to Olena. Olena. I refer to you as Olena. I still get confused with both. Thank you for the prize. I've got it. Everything is fair. Yeah, it is. Fair is fair. The universe is fair. It is what it is, man. So that's what is happening there. So that's the competition for next week, people. That's the competition time right there. Now, the next thing that I do want to, again, people say I don't advertise enough. I think I've, been doing quite a bit. Listen, people, astrology course, you have lifetime access. I do have 3 modules. However, you do have to do the foundation model or fundamental model before you do the intermediate level or the advanced level. You have lifetime access. Learn at your own pace. We have 2 live classes every week. There's possibly going to be a 3rd one. There's no any astrology platform that does it. There's also an app, which is also going to be, it's coming together. So there's going to be an app also as well. For any of you guys that sign up, you will also have access to the app as well. So you'll be able to download the app on your iPhone and you'll be able to also access classes, whether it's live classes, whether it's the pre-recorded classes, reading material, everything, you'll be able to access that as well. However, upon signing up, you get your own access to your own portal and you can learn. You have all of the topics there which you're supposed to be listening to or watching, right? And every week you come to the class. If there's any questions, you bring them to the class. Although every week I do cover a particular topic, every week there will be a new topic that we go through, but you can bring any other question as well in regards to where or as far as you have studied or wherever you have got to. 2 live classes every week, every Tuesday and every Thursday. Live classes. Tuesday's classes are at 12 p.m. and Thursday's classes are at 5 p.m. both UK times. There is a very generous discount which is going around and it ends tomorrow. I've been telling you for months now, it ends tomorrow. Last time of signing up, starting from tomorrow, the price is going to just go up. That's it. You're just going to see it on the website. It's going to go up and the discount is not going to be there. The thing is that the discount might be there for the next few days because the people doing my website, they're just a little bit delayed. But the price is going to go up. So either way, you're just going to end up paying more. Tomorrow is the cutoff. So starting from the 30th on Friday, it's going to go up. So people, sign up while you can now. It's a certified astrology course. You get a certificate at the end of it. You learn at your own pace. There's going to be over 40 plus live classes. Over. That's classes. In terms of recording material, that is there, you're going to have something in the regions of about 80 hours, if not more, 80 hours of recorded material on the topics of astrology. It's going to be there. If this is not, although it's the fundamental level, you're going into your more deeper, right? And I'm teaching you, it's a fusion of traditional, medieval, and psychological astrology. You're getting a combination of it all. You cannot go wrong. So it's not just like fancy stuff, oh, zodiac signs, I'm a Cancer. No, you're going into it. You're learning everything, all the things about planets, signs, houses, aspects, fixed stars, essential dignities. And I'm also going to be showing you also some ways of predicting in terms of knowing solar return. All of that is all going to be there, plus another of the classical techniques. I'm going to be giving you classical stuff. No other astrology platform is doing it like I'm doing it. I promise you. Any questions? And you have lifetime access once you sign up. Prices are going. So don't say I didn't tell you. They're going up. People are already, like my business people are saying, listen, you're like that should be a lot more, like a lot more than that. So it's going up to what it should be. You got to know your worth. If you don't know your worth, other people won't. So people, I've given you more than enough. It's been sitting there, had the chance. It's going to cut off tomorrow. Right. Please make it. For those of you who signed up, I'll see you tomorrow. And I'm also actually shouting, and again, if anybody again is interested, that's the email there on the screen, sacredplanets@gmail.com, sacredplanets@gmail.com. As a matter of fact, I've also said I'm more than happy to give you the first class free to see my style of teaching and stuff like that. So you're more than welcome. Shout me an email if you just want to drop by and stuff and just see my mode of how I say, you know, because, you know, my way of teaching and stuff like that may not be. So you can have a chance of seeing how it is and you can bring some questions. However, if you're coming in for free, you're not going to have access to the portal to be able to see that. It's the people who have signed up who have that. So yeah, that's how it is. But you can come to the class and just have a little feel around and see what's happening there. So yeah, jump on people. Tomorrow, prices change. What is it DJ Khaled says? Or Fat Joe? Yesterday's price ain't today's price. So get in on there. And for those of you who signed up, I'll see you tomorrow. Like I said, quite a few have signed up. So there is that. Nice, generous offer that's going on. Okay, tarot cards. There's going to be tarot card courses also as well, starting as well in June. I'll be letting you know that. Numerology, I'm just in one numerology, but we've got a few more weeks left. So maybe towards the end of June, I'll be starting another numerology. Palmistry course is also coming. You know, destiny, I'm going to be teaching you how to read the lines in your hands. What do they mean? Destiny is in your hands. All of that is going to be all coming up at the Sacred Planets Academy. Yes, man, I've got an academy. You better believe it. Up and running, alive and well. So it is what it is. So hit me up and let us know. What else I'm gonna do? Yeah, I think it's that time of the week. No, it's the tarot card of the week. That's what it's about, man. Tarot card of the week. Let's put it up here and let's get rid of the you don't need the email anymore, do you? You know my email. Okay, so let me just shuffle the cards and let's see what card comes out. Let's see what's the oracle telling us this week. Yeah, what's the energies of today? Okay, split the cards. Here we go. Woohoo! We got the Gemini card. We got the Knight of Swords. So, what is the message for us over the course of the next week? Well, this indicates learning, signing up to a course. Just joking. But there is an element of learning. This card is about adaptation. It's about swift change. This card indicates that we're over the course of the next week, we're dashing in and out. We're having to adapt. We're having to multitask. We have to go here, there, and everywhere, baby. This card is about travel. It's about movement. This card can be a little bit chaotic. It's throwing caution to the wind. It's like going in, man. You know, it's like asserting ourselves on a particular idea and, right, you got to go, right? It's likely that we could be taken out of our comfort zone, but it's something which is 100% necessary. Knight of Swords. He's also a messenger as well. So watch out over the course of the next week because this card is indicating that you are about to receive a message. And this message is personal, obviously, to you and to you alone. And this message is going to have something about needing to make a change on you where you're needing to adapt to something in your life. That is what the Knight of Swords brings. And it's going to come in nice, quick, and fast, unexpected. It's going to go against maybe your original plans, a turning point, a change of plans, taking outside of your comfort zone, going in a different direction, look like you were going that way, and boom, a message comes and says, don't do that, do that. That is what the Knight of Swords is about. That is the message which he brings. So do watch out for the Knight of Swords, people, over the course of the next week. It's a Gemini card also as well, and we're in the Gemini season, so no coincidences there. So Gemini season's quite high now, especially with the moon being in Gemini today, and we had the new moon in Gemini yesterday, and, it's all Gemini, sun in Gemini, and although it's only for the next couple of days or for the next week or so, but Jupiter's also in Gemini, so we're getting a lot of Gemini energy, baby. We surely are. Here, there, and everywhere, baby. Throw caution to the wind. Keep moving. Keep learning. Keep adapting. Keep expanding. And you should be good. And that, my dear, that, my people, is, the reading, for the next week. Hanin is saying, oh, that's lovely. You're building community with the classes. Yeah, you could say that. Building more than, community. It's all love. And also with the courses as well. It's interesting you say that, Hanin, because there is community. There is a community function on the teaching platform. When you sign up, you get your login details. So there's places where you can share information with each other or speak with each other. Community. So that's good. Or you can post questions and things like that. There's also quizzes. You don't have to do the quizzes, but there's quizzes, mock exams that get you prepared. So for those of you who do want to get the certificate, who have to do the exam, you want to be up on your P's and Q's, man. Because if you don't do the exam, I'm not taking you, I can't take you onto the intermediate level. Hanin saying that's cool. I never knew you was into palmistry. Oh yeah, man. I do it all. Astrology, tarot, numerology, palmistry, runes, Ifa, but the Ifa, I'm not hot on it. Like, you know, I'm good with the principles of it more. But the reading aspect, not so, but some of the more basic, I can do that. But I teach it all, run courses in it all, certified courses. So come on board. But people, you've got one more day left to take opportunity of that, because the price is going to go up and the discount's going to go. So it's two things. You're saving in two ways. The price is at a certain price now, and there's a generous discount going on. So you benefit from that, but then you also you benefit from that. So the price is at a certain level, you benefit from that. Then there's a discount, you benefit from that, and both of those are about to go. So it's going to go up, and then there's going to be no discount as well. Take it, people. The offer's there. If you're on my social media, just look. It's there. I've posted it. I posted it yesterday, day before yesterday. The link is there. The code to use is there to be able to get the discount code. Go, people. I think that's the end of the show, I believe. Yeah, I believe so. We have come to the end of the Lunar Lounge. Welcome, Trisha. Trisha Smith, you came right at the end, man. Where you been? It's been a while, but welcome to the show. Great to have you on board. Do remember, I'm here every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time. I want to thank each and every single one of you who took time to come in, to chip in. I'm just finding that there seems to be difficulty here. Shout out to Jasmine. Jasmine, she came in. Shout out to N3C. N3C, 144. I don't know if that's a name, if I should pronounce it like that. But shout out. Thanks for your message. I got your message the other day as well. I believe you was inquiring also about the astrology courses as well. Yeah. Yeah, you've got 24 hours to take full advantage. Yeah, it is what it is, man. No need to apologize, Trisha. That's absolutely fine. It happens. It happens. Do remember that the podcast is available on all podcast platforms. It's going to go up also on the YouTube channel. I think it should be. It might also be available now. Now I've got my Facebook back. Still acting a bit dodgy though. Won't let me create a business page. Like, come on now. But I got my people onto it. It is what it is. Okay. So what is that I was going to say? Yeah, so, it might be available even to watch maybe on my Facebook. I don't know. Normally it does, isn't it, right? It is what it is, man. Listen, I've come to the end. I want to thank each and every single one of you for participating. I'll be with you next week. You know what it is when you hear that.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. When the Lunar Lounge starts playing, you know that it's come to the end. Thank you, people. I really want to appreciate every single one of you. You have been tuned into the Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel, Josie, and I will be with you next week. Same place, same time, giving you that cosmic news. People,
welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Take care. Stay blessed. You've been listening to the Lunar Lounge. And I'm out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.